Okay, we are at the top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, right? And fine, we're still talking about halal. Malkim Shenagu Lichpol. Okay, so the Mishnah mentioned a halacha that if you're in a place where the minhag is to repeat certain psukim of halal, as our minhag is, right, from Edchan Kiani Sani until the end of halal, we repeat psukim. We say each pasuk twice. And Anashem Achichiyana, Anashem Achichana, we actually divide the pasuk in half and say each half of it twice. Right? So if that's your minhag, then you do it. Tana Rabbi Koifil Badvarim. Rabbi Lazar Ben Parta. Moisif Badvarim. So, Rabbi, it says, would koifil badvarim, he would double things. Rashi says that means from Anna Shemashiana, and onwards, he would say things twice. He would say the psukim twice. And Rabbi Lazar Ben Parta, he would even do more. Moisif badvarim means that he would add additional things that he would say twice. Presumably Armina from Edachaki and Isani. Right? Amra Baye. My Moisif, sorry, what does it mean? What does it mean to add? Amra Baye, Moisif Lichbo Me'odcha Lamata. So Baye, Armina starts from Oidcha and onwards, every single pasuk gets doubled. Kayedua, since I am drinking, I will mention again, as I usually do, if you want to bring a drink, if you want to bring food, I do not mind. Okay. Levarek yevarek. If the minhag is to say a bracha, then you should say a bracha. Now, here, what's the obvious question? You're not allowed to answer. I already told you. On Friday. What?
You don't have to make a bracha.
What do you mean? What are you asking?
No,
so what's the question? What's the obvious question?
Why would we say it's like
for sure? In other words, yeah, brachas you usually have to make them, right? There is a bracha. L'chora, you'd intuitively say you have to make a bracha on halal, right? So it says, Abaye, Amar Abaye, L'shon ha'lachar ha'al panav mitzvah l'varech. So Abaye says, the question of minhag to say a bracha or not is at the end of halal. At the beginning of halal, of course you have to say a bracha. Why? It's a mitzvah. Well, I mean, the truth is, so there's a matter, since you mentioned that, we'll just explain it briefly, right? The truth is, the Bahad counts halal in the minion of 613 mitzvahs. Right? This is deeply problematic because halal is in Sefer Tehillim, meaning the Pashtus. Who wrote it?
David.
Who lived significantly after the Torah was written, right? So it's kind of weird. Right now, this is not necessarily a problem. There is a Gemara in Pesachim that says, in the 10th paragraph, says explicitly that they said halal when they crossed the Dead Sea, and when they checked the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. So, like, maybe, right? But still, it's a little weird. The Rambam goes crazy, very famously. Says, no, it's a mitzvah, midderabanan. Right? That's the Pashtus. The Ramban defends the Rahag, saying that halal is d'oraisa, by saying there are certain cases where there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of simcha of hodal Hashem, and the way you fulfill it happens to be you do it through halal. In the same way, Mashalamar Daradomid, the Rambam says there's a chi of d'oraisa of tefillah, but the nusach tefillah is midirabanan. So maybe that's what the Rav Bahag thinks, right? He thinks that there's a kium on a d'oraisa level. Midiravan, they established a particular way of doing it. Right? Okay, fine. Whether or not it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, right? It's a d'oraisa, right? But there's a mitzvah, right? It's a mitzvah, so it gets a birchas ha-mitzvah. Right? De Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kol HaMitzvah is Kulon Mevarech Alehem Over Le'as Yassan, because Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, any mitzvah you should say the bracha on it before performing the mitzvah. What's the exception? The famous exception. I'm sorry? No. We'll discuss why they're not exceptions in a minute. So the famous exception is Tfilas Geirus.
Right.
What? It's the Gemara Pesachim. It's the Gemara Pesachim. Anyway, right, the Gemara Pesachim says, Kol HaMitzvah Baruch Aleihem Over Las Yasan, except for Tfilas Geirus. Why? Think about it.
They're not Jewish.
I was going to say, how can they say the words? It's incoherent. Right, they're Goyim.
very logical.
Right, so the Gemara says that one Birchas HaMitzvah, you say afterwards. And the truth is, there are some people say that means it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah at all. It's a Birchas Sheva. The Aruch HaShulchan has that one. This is the fact that you're meant to say it afterwards proves it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, even though it's phrased like a Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay. But the ones that you mentioned, Hadlakas Neir Shabbos, so the Minhag, the Bahag says that you should say the Bracha Hadlakas Neir Shabbos after lighting candles. Why? Because by saying the Bracha Yom HaKavod Shabbos, if you say the Bracha, if you say the Bracha before lighting the candles, then you would not be able to light the candles, and the Bracha would be a Bracha Latala, and we have a myth, and you can probably work out the lumps of did you in fact Mekavod Shabbos with a Bracha Latala, and whatever. Lots of fun stuff, right? Don't do it. Having said that, right, Me'ikra din, we don't pass in like a Bahag. So there's a funny thing where the minhag of women is to be kosher for the Bahag and to say the Bracha afterwards, but if a man lights Neir Shabbos, the minhag is to say the Bracha before.
Before you light the candle.
Before lighting the candle, not afterwards. Because we don't really hold like this Bahag, and so we don't pass in your Mekavod Shabbos by saying the Bracha. I don't know. Right? By the way, this is the reason why there is a minhag for women, and it is a very common minhag, to cover their eyes, because that way they don't get ihana from the candle until after they've said the bracha. That's the reason for it, yeah. Or at least one of the reasons given for it. With regard to Netilas Yadayim, right, there are two reasons brought for why you can say the bracha afterwards. Either we say that the idea of making a bracha before doing the mitzvah is only lachatchila, but you don't have to. That's what Tosis say. It's only lachatchila, or as the rule says it, it's only lachatchila, but even no worries. And they bring a proof again from the fact that Tfilas Geiros is lachatchila after the mitzvah. They say lachatchila you went to it before, but even no big deal, right? As opposed to the Rambam who says, but even you cannot make a bracha for the mitzvah after doing the mitzvah. So either that's the reason, and they say with this one we delay it until after doing the mitzvah because to make a bracha before cleaning your hands is absurd. Right, you want to have clean hands when you make a bracha, so make a bracha after cleaning your hands. Right, or alternatively, a number of validators say no, that's the reason why, and wiping is really part of the mitzvah. Because you're actually not allowed to eat the bread until after your hands are dry. Right? So therefore they say that wiping is part of the mitzvah, so you make the bracha right before wiping. By the way, lamaisa, very important halacha, do not talk between washing your hands and making the bracha. It makes it a bracha levatacha. According to minimally the Arzaruah, because you're breaking up the link between washing your hands and saying the bracha, if the bracha is really after the mitzvah. Very important. Halach lamaita, yeah? No, that's not I'm not talking about. That does not make it a bracha l'tala. Between washing your hands and saying the bracha v'al nitzitzit ayim, do not talk. The minhag, very commonly for people, is to actually talk then, and then stop talking once they've said the bracha, because you're not allowed to talk between the bracha and saying hamotzi. So, talking between the bracha and saying hamotzi is bepashtus mutter meikra din. Right? Talking between washing your hands and saying the bracha v'al nitzitzit ayim is aser. It makes the bracha v'al nitzitzit ayim, according to many Rishonim. Do not do it. Okay. Fine. My mashma that I overlished the dak to me. Who and how do you know that when it says mitzvah, you know you said bracha over lasiyas, and that means you meant to say the bracha before doing the mitzvah? How do know that word over lasiyas means before doing it? The amar of Nachman Yitzchak is Rav Nachman Yitzchak said dechse vayaratam achim ma'ez derech hakikar vi'avor es hakoshi. Because the pasuk says that Achim Ha'etz ran through the square and he passed by Avor es Hakoshi, the Ethiopian, right? Meaning that he passed him, so he was originally behind, and so suppose that's the logic, and now he's in front. So that's why it's before, right? Abai Amar Mehacha, but who Avar lifnehem? Abai says, and now the pasuk says, and he passed before them in Parshas Vayishlach. Behu Avar lifnehem, therefore Avar means lifnehem. Right? V'ibay sema mehacha, maybe you'll say it's from here. V'yavor ma'akom lifnehem, v'ashem resham simul limud. Right, and the king will go before them, but Avar lifnehem, it means going before them. Okay, fine. Let's continue. The Mishnah.
So how do we conclude? Is this talking about the bracha before or after?
The bracha before is zachiyuv, at least on days when there's zachiyuv halal. Oh, sorry. This is something I really should mention, but it's actually very important. Right? The Mishnah, not the Mishnah, the Gemara in Brachos in the second parak, I think, implies around Daf Chet. Second parak, yes, implies that there is a that they used to say halal on Rosh Chodesh, right? Rabbeinu Tam is a famous diuk in this Mara. Since they seem to have said Halal on Rosh Chodesh, and since nobody ever said they did it without a bracha, that must mean that they said Halal on Rosh Chodesh with a bracha. But we know from a Gemara Megillah that Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minug. Therefore, you can say a bracha on a minug. Right? That is the famous Rabbeinu Tam, which to this day, Ashkenaz and Paskin like, we'd say a bracha on, most Ashkenaz at least, say a bracha on Halil on Rosh Chodesh, right? Sfardim al Pirov do not. Sfardim have three minhagim. Some people say a bracha, that's very unusual. Some of them say a bracha, likros Halil on Rosh Chodesh, and they say ligmor as Halil on a day when there's a chiv halal to do Halil Mikradin. And the reason why is because when there's a chiv to do Halil Mikradin, you finish all of Halil, you don't leave out pass. Right? And so, and most, what most Sfaradim do is that only the Shatz will say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh, or on the last 6 days of Pesach. And only a day when you're Chayim Me'ikra didn't say a halal, will everybody say a bracha. Well, so that position is complicated, I'm not getting into it right now. Right? So the question of whether you should say a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh, I will leave to your personal minhagim, and I will not comment on it right now, because it obviously depends on what your family does. Right? But, in particular, among Ashkenazim and Chabad do not. But in any case, right, the important, that's, right, on any day when there's a chiyuv me'ikra din to say halal, right, there is no minhag to say halal, bracha before halal, the chiyuv is say bracha before halal, the minhag is discussing, some places there's a minhag to say a bracha, and some places there's a minhag not to say a bracha, there's a bracha after halal, right, the one that starts here, halaluhu. Right, that bracha is totally in minhag. Okay. Achula meicha veiro b'shvis noisin lo esrog b'matana lefisha ein rashay lelekhoi b'shvis. So, somebody who's taking, who's buying a lulav from somebody else on shvis, then they have to give him the esrog free. So all of you got your esrog in free, right, this year? No. Fine, all it's your best in esrogim, so whatever. But, right? Somebody who's getting his lulav esrog is the arbamin in front of somebody in Jewish fears. So lulav, hadassim, arabis are not food, therefore you can sell them, they don't have tusha. Right? But an esrog, which is food, cannot be sold. It's aser to sell it, and therefore it must be given for free. There's no heter to buy it. Right? So the Gemara then immediately asks the obvious question, wait, what if he doesn't want to give you the esrog for free? Growing esrog is expensive, right? What if he doesn't want to give you the esrog for free? What do you do? Basically, tell him you're paying more for the lulav, and de facto you'll have paid him for the esrog without actually paying him for the esrog. Right, you could do that.
Classic business tricks.
By the way, this is Lamaisa, not specifically with Esrogim. These days we do the Esrogim roll into a Besdin, and so we pay for it that way. Right? But with buying vegetables from, say, Rami Levi, or like a shop that sells Kushas for you, so one of the ways to do it is you tell them what you're doing. You basically tell them. You tell them at the counter, I am only paying for these items which are not Kushas, but I'm paying more for them. The fact that you end up paying for the Kedusha 3 years, but you don't actually end up paying for it. Right? Legally, you're not paying for that. That they gave you free. And for some reason, my barrel lounge just closed, so. Okay. That's it. And then it says, Velative Lay Behedia. So the Gemara says, why don't you just pay for it? Just pay for the esrog. Like, why this game? The fish ate moistrim may pay for shvi is not amha aretz. The Gemara says, basically, you're not meant to give the money for perishvies to an amha aretz, right? Amha ameha aretz. If they get the money for perishvies, won't then use it to buy fruit. Right, you're meant to that for that money. If you use money to pay for perishvies, then that money itself becomes kadosh, kedusha shvies, right? And therefore it has to be used to pay for food, right? But they might not. They might decide to keep it or use it for something else. So because of that chashash, we don't do that, right?
Does that mean that the merchants will generally have my house?
I'm sorry?
Does that mean that the merchants will generally have my house?
The assumption, I think it's most merchants are, I don't know. Then Chaver, there aren't that many Chaverim going around. Okay. That's different. These days we have Echshirim and whatever. But anyway, these days with the Bezdin, like I said, so these halachas are not relevant, right? We're talking about prior at the end, just reckon. The Sanya, the Brisa says, "Ain Moshrim to me Pirush Shvi Islam Aretz Yoter Mimozen Shoshalosh Sudos." Because the Brisa says you should not give money, which is Pirush Shvi, to an Ama Aretz, if that money is worth more than 3 meals, because he's going to keep it, he'll use it for something else. He won't use it to pay for food. The Moser, and if he did give it to the Ama Aretz, Yoimar, he should say, "Hare Ma'oy Talalu Yehumuchulalin Al Pirush Shiyishli Besoich Beisi." And if he did do it, right, then he should, and if he did in fact give the money to the Amorites, then what he should do is he should be mechalel the money on money he has at home. He should say, this money, the kedusha in this money is going to be transferred to coins that I have at home, so then you eat it, Bekereshvius. In other words, under no circumstance give coins that have Perishvius to an Am Haaretz.
On what can you transfer kedusha?
I'm sorry?
Like, can you just transfer a condition like this, like, as you want?
Not always, but in this case you can. Right? The cases where you can do, broadly speaking, this is not intended to be a halachic nice comment. You can transfer kedusha around when it services the kedusha, when it's good for the kedusha to do it. Right, so for example, one of the classic examples is you're not allowed to swap coins of Maaser Sheni for different coins of Maaser Sheni, but you can if it makes it easier to carry them to your Shlayim. If you're basically swapping a less valuable coin for a lot of less valuable coins for one more valuable coin, because it makes it easier to carry them to your Shlayim and then use them.
Do you not see that in Shkari?
Maybe. There definitely was discussion of Maaser Sheni there. I don't think that rule showed up in Shkalim.
I remember
Ad Kamsha Zahurli. Okay, what's the obvious question on everything I just said? What am I talking about? It's Asur to buy Perishvies. Forget giving Mom and Shalish Saudis to an Amma Aretz. What are you talking about? It's Asur to pay for Perishvies. Everybody should have told me this. You all know this. You were told this by Rav Mordechai, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
right?
I just assumed.
It's Asur to pay for Perishvies. That is tomorrow's Amud.
No, I'm leaving us.